Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the satellite call, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Chris. Mr. Abels.
What's going on, fellas?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How about
me?
Mr. Canfield.
Can you hear me?
I can hear him, but I don't want to.
Chris Abels on the mic, on the phone.
Chris
disabled, yeah.
Yeah.
You had a little traumatization there in your life for a second there, right? Some trauma.
Oh, I did, man.
What happened? Did your third nut descend finally?
My labia is too big, so they had to cut it down.
I gotcha. You got that Arby's big Montana thing going on down there, huh?
We have the meats. There you go. Perfect.
Nice.
Awesome. So what's going on? I know you're doing like gig after gig after gig over there on your side of the world. Are you? Where are you right now?
Tonight, man, I'll be down on the river by Ohio.
Okay.
And, get ready to go down and hit this, show. The venue is pretty cool, man. I haven't done a venue like this where, people can pull their boats up and come up to the, venue. So
oh,
I was
nice.
Like, eh,
cool.
You know what? This will be cool.
Right.
And if you do a bad job, they'll just float you down to Mississippi and you end up in Louisiana as the convict state, right?
If I do a bad job, they can just get in their boat and leave.
That's true. Right. But that's cool. I saw you on Facebook. You're there now, right? It's a place called Kokomo's?
Yeah, I'm actually headed there in probably the next 15 minutes.
All right.
You know, it's interesting. I've always listened to that Beach Boys song.
Oh, God.
I know where all the islands are except for Kokomo. I can't point Kokomo out on a map, but I think you found it. It's in Ohio. It's strange.
Nobody can find it, man. That's,
you know.
That's the beautiful thing. It's
of all places.
They want to take you to some place that doesn't
Ohio.
Exist.
Yeah, they were down like the Beach Boys were down in the Keys.
Yep.
They were down in the Caribbean, and then all of a sudden they go to Ohio. That's where that's where all the ladies were hot at.
Yeah.
I don't think they
named off Ohio in that song though. But hey, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey man,
Cincinnati.
You're on fire. I know we talked a while back, but this is your season. You crank it up in the spring and summer with all the shows you do, right? All the comedy shows and events you do. So you're on fire right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, your schedule, are you pretty booked up or what for the summer?
Yeah, man, this is the time that I like really get out, hit it heavy, slow down a little bit over the winter just because of weather.
Yeah. Why not?
And everything else.
It's a risk.
So, So it's good and it's bad because with it also being so nice out, you know, I mean, people want to be out, they want to be doing stuff.
They want to be on their boats. Yeah.
Yeah,
no one's going to pull up on a boat in Ohio in February. I mean, maybe.
That's right.
Maybe.
That's right.
All right.
So tonight's show. I think I have to touch on the subject of Beth Chapman. I'm pretty sure I have.
Beth Chapman, yes. Rest in peace. The dog, the bounty hunter's wife, passed away this week. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So got to give her a little shout out.
Yep. Give her a little love, or I don't know, whatever you give her.
Yeah, so this is the way I look at it, fellas. Mm-hmm. It's either going to go really good or it's going to go really bad.
There's no middle of the road with this one? Okay.
There's no middle of the road.
So you have a whole routine. You'll have a whole routine ready for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I think so. So
okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna scope the crowd. I'm going to look around. I'm going to see if I see any mullets. If I see any mullets, I'll know that he's back a little bit.
But yeah.
If I don't see any mullets, it's full force.
Well, maybe before you go on the stage, you take a walk outside and read the names of the boats. It might give you a little idea of who you're dealing with, dude.
That is true. I've never understood some of these names on these boats and stuff like that. I mean, that's like a whole different mindset.
Crack a champagne bottle on the side of one of them. Then watch it. Then watch it. Watch it sink into the river.
I know, Rick.
Dude, that would be awesome. Like, if I ever buy a boat, I'm totally naming it like Poseidon or Titanic
or the Orca.
Yeah. The Orca.
Titanic.
Yeah.
The
Titanic.
Titanic 3.
That's fine. Was there a 2? Jesus.
Just to piss people off on the river, you know.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's funny.
You guys are cranking.
We're trying, man. It's a grind, dude. You know the deal. It's a grind.
So your Beth Chapman bit is either going to be a stroke of genius or a Luke Perry stroke.
Canfield.
Oh my God, I did a Luke Perry joke. Oh my God, you would think that I was the one who fucking killed him.
Really? You tried it already? Wow.
No.
No bueno, huh?
Whenever he died. A couple days later, I was just like, hey, you know what? Let's talk about Luke Perry.
Jeez. And you went right into it? What happened? There's some groans and silence or what?
No, he was like, that's too soon. Like, you're right.
Okay.
They always say that. I did a show last week. I was introducing this comedian that I have been doing a ton of shows with and stuff.
Right.
And I told the audience, I said, hey, this guy that's coming to the stage, he's a fantastic comedian. Totally reminded me, it's the very first time I ever seen him, totally reminded me of Robin Williams. I was like, because he was playing dead. And they said too soon on that.
Wow.
It's a rough world in the comedy world right now, huh, man?
For a guy like me, yes, definitely.
No kidding, dude. Well, yeah, there's, you know.
Yeah, well, you put that parental advisory sticker up.
Your material's offensive on purpose, and people used to eat that shit up, but nowadays, you know, it's like...
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it, man. So, I mean, I clearly remember when I was growing up watching Andrew Dice Clay do all kinds of dirty nursery rhymes, and everybody was like, woo!
Yeah, because the audience went there to see it. Yeah.
Did you hear he's back on tour?
He is on tour with Roseanne. Yes.
With Roseanne.
Dude. Yeah, that's awesome.
He is a fantastic. I mean, he's a genius.
He is.
He's a genius comedian.
He's made a nice little comeback. It's not as big as he used to be, but he's still around, doing his thing and doesn't give a shit. You know what I mean? So, you know.
He's been there. He's done it. So, I mean, anybody that in their lifetime that could sell out an arena, and I don't care 10, 15 years down the road, you don't sell out an arena, who cares?
Yeah, I think he's actually become his character. I think he started off as a character.
Two nights in a row, dude. That's a feat for anybody. Any band, anybody. So, whatever.
Yeah.
He has that in his repertoire, you know?
Yeah. It's hard to determine now in his old age whether he's actually a character or whether he's doing it for real.
I think he's actually doing it for real a little bit right now just to get under people's skin. Come back, you know? I don't blame him, so, you know.
Yeah.
Gray hairs and all,
and
why not?
Everybody loves a good comeback.
Yeah. Well, he had a show on Showtime. He did 2 seasons of it. Dice, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great because
it was fantastic.
It was kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's actually him in these situations. And, you know, you can't tell where the line's drawn between fiction and reality, you know?
And he had a little line on there. He had a plot line on Entourage.
Yeah.
Where he was trying to come back.
You know, Abel's, that's you and me. When we were in high school, Dice Clay was on top of the world, you know? For a good year there, he was on top. It was awesome, you know? But then he went down.
Yeah.
So, you know, he went down the hill.
What goes up has to come down.
That's true. But now he's on tour with Roseanne Barr.
And who's already gone down.
He's gone down, but she's coming back swinging too with dice on her side. I mean, that's awesome. I want to see that person.
I think it would be a great show.
Do you think she's going to do that whole domestic goddess bit?
She might.
I don't know.
Like Chris, you might read her crowd first.
Yeah.
Go read the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her, man, who knows? I mean, she says what she thinks is funny.
Exactly.
She's not like... maliciously trying to hurt anybody.
No comedian is up there maliciously trying to hurt anybody, dude. I know that.
No. People it comes down to to the way they interpret.
Dude, Bill Burr just talked about it literally like 2 weeks ago. He was doing Dangerfields in New York, and a 20-something-year-old female, white female, because, you know, they got to say something, tried to shut him down in the middle of his show. Saying, she started yelling out, change the subject. And he had to get back at her like, are you running this show? Are right. you the only person who paid to come see me? All this good stuff, you know. But it, he does admit it threw off his game while he's up there on stage. And she kept yelling at him, you know what I mean? It's like, what's wrong with
Bill
people,
Burr
dude?
Is a beast.
He is a beast. So, but, you know, it's but, this whole thing with people being offensive or being offended, excuse me. You know what I mean? She
yeah.
kept hollering at him yeah. to change his subject in a room full of, what, maybe 100, 500 people.
Right, and the other 499 wanted to hear it.
Yeah, he's like, who are you? You know, but you had the audacity and the balls to actually do that.
Yeah.
People nowadays, it's like, just because you don't like something, the yeah. whole, the rest of us have to go along with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I admire crazy. You, Abels. You're in the world, in an industry, whether you're on top or whether you're just starting out. It is crazy, man, because you don't know what kind of audience or what kind of people are going to be sitting in that crowd when you get up on that mic. I can just imagine, you know? It's unpredictable,
yeah,
right?
It's a blast for me. Somebody asked me the other night. They said, do you thrive off of when the audience is silent or do you thrive off of when they're laughing? And I'm like, doesn't matter to me either way. I was like, I'm going to go out and tell you what I want to tell you.
Yeah.
And whether you get it or you don't get it, that's fine.
Not
I've,
your
I've
problem.
Done what, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I've done what I wanted to do. So, I can't format myself or my material to please everybody. It's
it wouldn't be natural.
Happen.
It wouldn't be Chris Abels, right? It wouldn't be Bill Burr.
Yeah, that's
it wouldn't,
right.
It wouldn't be. The, if Andrew Dice Clay changed gears, it wouldn't be the same.
I wonder what if he did what if you put together like a whole act mm-hmm. where you were politically correct and showed the world how stupid it would be.
Yeah, right?
Showed the world how boring this is actually going to be. That could be the world's most boring comic.
Yeah.
Not say anything controversial.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's kind of like the Christmas story there, you know, where the guy's almost dying and the angel shows him what life would be like without him. But, like, if all these comedians actually changed up their acts, like Dice Clay and all that, what would it be like? You
right.
know? It'd be boring.
You guys know what the worst gig that I ever did, and I knew going into it, I was like, this is not going to go good. I just know it's not.
Yeah.
It was at a library.
They put on a comedy show in a library?
Well, it was like a private event, and
okay. They
were like, they had this private event at the library. It was for all these, I don't know, whoever was running the town and stuff. And I was like, huh. I said, first of all, I've never played a library, so I'm very excited. second of all, I know this is not going to go fantastic. So, I just pretty much stood up there and did my thing, and everybody was looking, and I was like, yeah, and the funny thing is nobody would laugh during the show, but after the show, they come up to you and they're like, hey, man, that
awesome.
Shit was pretty funny. And I'm like, really? Where were you 20 minutes ago?
Wait a minute, so you play a library, it's a private event. Like, how many people were you performing in front of at a library?
That was probably about 75 people.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And how many of them were masturbating on the computer in the back?
And you over there.
I don't know. With
your pants open.
The Dewey Decimal system was done.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny. A library, man. Maybe that's what public libraries need to do to raise money, to stay open. Start putting on, like, open mic nights and whatnot. I mean, they have the space for it. Why not?
Need to keep the library open. Books. Check
like
them out.
Canfield here. He'll sign up. He'll do a live read of the vagina monologue. He's been there, done it.
There
you
know, go.
Why not?
You know? Or my new book, How to
so
Live with
awesome,
a Big Penis.
Man.
True. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's everybody knows that station.
it's a real problem.
It is. It's a real problem.
It's an issue.
Everybody knows that's fiction, Canfield.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's a really thin book, dude. Trust me.
Mark Twain used to use his hog to test the depth of the river in the Mississippi. Did you know that?
Chris is good.
You know what his real name was, don't you?
Huh?
What's that?
Mark Twain. I mean, that was yeah.
That's
that
a stage
name.
Yeah, it wasn't his real name.
Yeah.
So I mean, the
I think
store
it was,
wasn't true.
Yeah, I think it was Pogo Stick Twain, wasn't it?
Twig.
Yeah.
Mark Twig.
Mark Twig.
Tripod Twain.
There you go.
Before there were even tripods, man.
Yeah, I know. He invented it. He was
like, hey. Huckleberry Hog.
There you go. Wow, we're on a roll here. Going back to the classics, folks. Yeah.
Books, yeah. Check them out.
So, listen, I saw you just some like a couple of minutes, not maybe a couple of hours ago, on our Facebook Live. Weren't you at Kokomo's recording from there?
No. Okay. I'm getting ready, man. Oh. So, yeah, I was like, I'm gonna throw this off real quick and then start getting ready head over and stuff. So
Kokomo's, and what part of Ohio is that? Do you know?
It's over by Marietta, Ohio.
On the river, obviously, yeah.
On the river.
Hey, does your stuff get recorded? Like, who does anyone tape you while you're up there, or what's the deal?
Yeah, man, I mean, I always record the shows and stuff like that,
right.
and I probably should put more stuff on YouTube and other social media, but I just don't. I don't do it. And a lot of people tell me that's where I'm messing up, and right. I'm like, no, I'm not messing up. I'm like, if you want to see it, it's in the moment.
Yeah, pay a ticket.
It's in the well. It's not even about buying the ticket. It's just about come enjoy the moment.
I got
you. So, because the moment is where you will appreciate it the most, I think. So.
Well, I actually received the footage. I have it of yourself and Tay Boogie's act from the Moose Lodge from 2 or 3 months ago in Martinsburg.
Oh yeah.
So I guess gotta figure out if I can use that footage and put it up. But I mean, if we could put a little snippet of you up there, would you mind us doing that? Show the world what Chris Abel does.
I don't mind. You guys are doing big things.
We're trying.
So.
When are you coming over here to get on this TV show?
Yeah.
Dude, I would absolutely love to get out there and hang out with you guys. So, I think that would be a blast, man. So right. I always have a good time when I'm with you guys.
Yeah, man.
You just got to find a way to make money on the trip.
That's what I'm saying. We got to figure out a reason for you to come out here. That's what I'm saying. So you know.
Yeah, it's just, and the only thing is right now the schedule is a little busy, and it's a nice little haul. So I mean, it's like 5 hours. So, but if I pick up a gig that I'm headed out that way, and if the timing works out and your guys' schedule works out, I'll definitely stop through and see you guys.
I'll tell you what, we tape a show on August the 5th. That's the Monday, August the 5th, and I know Big Chuck runs his shows the first Friday of every month, so that would be the first Friday of August. I'm putting a little plan here. Let me reach out to the landlord, see if we can make something happen. Give you a reason to come out.
Get you on the ticket and on the TV show.
Is that cool with you, man?
Yeah.
We're going to try.
Yeah, Big Chuck.
The Hub Rub.
Very busy week, man. I'll talk to you guys off air.
Of course.
I know I've got a busy week that week.
Yeah. Okay.
That week I've got a special show that we're doing August 8th with the guy that's on America's Got Talent currently. His name is Brian Niemeller. Fantastic comedian.
Cool.
Totally got standing O. All four judges put him through.
Nice.
He's still in the I think the kid's got a shot at winning. So
gotcha.
I've got that show coming up with him on the 8th.
That's the 8th, dude.
the 10th I'll be in Michigan.
That's
so,
the 10th. We're talking before all this, dude. You have a busy week, and the Hub Show will be part of your busy week. That's what we're trying to do here, dude.
I know, man.
We are here to piss off your wife.
You are in demand, Mr. Abels.
I appreciate it.
Abels in August.
That's a Monday.
That's what we're saying. It's a Monday, and the Friday before that is the 2nd, and Big Chuck will be having his event, his comedy show.
Oh, gotcha.
So let me make a call.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You boys want me to stay 3 days.
You can go home Monday. We'll figure it all out. We'll plant your life for you, dude.
I got a tent. You could pop a tent in the backyard or something.
Wouldn't be the first tent I've ever popped.
There you go. That's right.
Just keep the zipper closed.
Listen, you got to do your thing. You're on your way to Kokomo's in Marietta, Ohio, on the river.
Yeah.
All right, you go have a good show, man. Break leg, all that good stuff. And
hey, thanks, guys, man. I appreciate you guys letting me jump on your show.
We'll get you back on the show. We figure out a really easy way to do it now. We'll explain it to you later, but it's all good. Anyway.
Awesome.
All right, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Chris Abels, thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Hey, yo, Nelson. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe and covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, The Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heiss.
This is the marker.
All right. Hub Show, Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmin Grisettita. Mm-hmm. And Richie Jones is with us.
Yeah. Richie Jones in the house.
He sounds so enthused.
I know,
here
right?
at Breakaway.
He's got to go. He's got to leave here and go to a baby shower.
Yeah, Breakaway's one.
We got to go shower a baby.
We are at Breakaway's bar, pool hall, what they call it. Just Breakaway's Lounge? What is it?
Breakaway's.
Yeah, Breakaway's.
Is it Breakaway or Breakaways?
There is an S on the end.
Is there?
Because I feel like I Googled it.
And technically, this is Adeline's.
She's a Googler.
I was very confused about
this. This was a whole add-on. This was a whole add-on. It used to just be Breakaways, and then about a year ago, they added
because of the whole APA thing.
So when we got here, we first came in here, and then we were like, we
came in the front,
right? And no, we came in here. We were in here, and then we walked outside, and I saw the sign, and I was like, oh my God, I'm a fool. I'm not even in the right place. And then we went in the bar, and you guys weren't there either. So
we saw you walk out the door. And then we turned around to follow you, and you were gone.
We decided to wait and watch it.
Ha, that's so...
Watch it be lost. It's
nice
all good.
Of you guys.
Breakaways in Waynesboro, PA. And we are here for... What kind of tournament is it?
This is the MVP tournament.
For what game? 8-ball?
8-ball and 9-ball.
8-ball and 9-ball.
And it's for the Pennsylvania district.
Pennsylvania district of the American Pool Players Association. One
yes.
P, folks.
Yes.
Anyway, because that's one word. No, not the American Penis Association.
Oh.
American Pool Players Association.
I thought that's right.
Rich, you're at the wrong event, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to be.
You got the baby shower. You got that baby shower in your brain there, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's a girl.
What about it?
There's no
A penis made her, so whatever.
No.
There you go.
I don't want to think about my brother-in-law's penis.
I'm glad.
It's gross.
Right.
Still.
But that's the reason you're
going to the baby shower, dude.
That's the only way you shower an unborn baby.
Just pissing it?
You got to do something.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Golden shower an unborn baby.
Sounds like some cult ritual thing.
That's not
what you do, Chris.
That's horrible.
That is not
appropriate. It's a horrible thing.
We'll be playing that part backwards.
About,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's weird, guys.
What did you think of that, Charming?
A
couple
of
shows back, I played this backwards. What did you think? Pretty cool?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're speaking Swedish.
You know, I don't think any of that stuff is necessary.
What's that?
The whole the baby showers, the first birthday party. The first birthday party?
Uh-huh.
Like, I one of my buddies,
wait,
he said...
first birthday party? Anybody's, yours?
Anybody's.
Let's talk about your first
birthday party. You remember your first birthday party?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, that kid's not going to remember that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, I was going to smash the cake and get sugar high, and then that's
I had
right.
a, drunk. Yeah. Well, I had a friend who said that he couldn't hang out because he was going to his next-door neighbor's... first birthday party.
Yeah, a lot of people throw the 1 year birthday party. I don't understand.
And I was like, well, the kid is not going to remember any of it.
Right.
Like, I don't get
it. It's the thought that counts.
And then his kid was there, and I said, hey, Addison, do you remember when your first birthday party was? He goes, yeah. I said, how old were you? He goes, 3.
Well, that made sense in a way.
Yeah.
All right. So again, we're here at Breakaways for a tournament.
Talking about children's birthday parties.
I know. Let's change subjects here. Okay. So what's going on? It's 9-ball and 8-ball?
Yeah, 9-ball and 8-ball.
Not trophies. There are two belts to win.
Right. And that's what I'm shooting.
One belt for 9-ball, one belt for 8-ball.
Are you winning?
Are there belts?
Chris, enough about you for a second. The belts are one belt for 8-ball, one belt for 9-ball,
yes.
Right? Okay. You are not playing in this because you're in this. Are you in this tournament?
No.
So there's no chance you can win one of these belts and bring it back to the Hub Show?
Not this time.
Right. I think that Chris should
try
the Iowa belt.
Well, that's in the works.
Okay.
Yeah. July 13th, pal. Hamburg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll be there. Captain
maybe
D.
Maybe we steal the Iowa belt.
Whoa.
What if the Hub Show stole the belt?
Them's fighting words.
Yeah. We can say we stole the title.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You should get that Captain Decapitate. What's his name?
That's it. What you said it right.
Yeah. He should have come in and steal the belt.
I'm just going to take it from him.
That's it. Hold it hostage.
Oh, yeah. It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
you'll see.
Whole thing. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee
it.
We're
going to
figure out a way.
Hilarious.
Oh, okay. I was watching the pool.
My whole goal is to bring that title to the TV show and show it to the whole world, at least Washington County, to see.
Washington County.
You should broadcast a whole pool for your show.
For this?
No, for the show.
Well, that's why we're here.
No,
I brought the camera.
On the actual show.
On the TV show.
How are we going to get in the pool? I still want to do the tub show.
We do, too.
The last episode. Jerish just told me today that he's getting a hot tub. Wait, you have a hot tub.
For a science experiment?
Oh, he already has a hot tub.
For a science?
No, somebody's just getting rid of it. And he, so
he's
going
his... to practice his Aquaman swim in a hot tub.
The suit doesn't work still. Shit.
It's like a pink keeps coming off.
Yeah, he can't jump. He can't make it swim, so he just jumps it straight up. He just stands up.
I think that we should get a... We'll just get an inflatable pool.
Yeah?
That's the easiest
stick our feet in and drink beer and just hang out with
some
microphones.
Yeah, and just hang out and just, like, do
one of those little kiddie pools.
That'd be awesome.
One of those little kiddie pools.
Yeah, something like that.
White trash pool party, dude.
Yeah, let's do it.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
That's going to be our last episode.
That was fighting words.
Wait, in the studio?
Yeah.
We've already ran this by them. We already ran the hot tub bit by them, too. They looked at us funny. It's bad enough we set Jarrett's head on fire.
Are they okay with that?
They even looked at us funny. They didn't give us a yes or a no. They just gave us a look.
Well, I think they'll let us
do
whatever we want.
We're pushing boundaries, right?
They love it.
You think so?
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We have to do something.
For those out there listening, not from this area, which a lot of them aren't, we are on YouTube. Just look up The Hub Show on YouTube and you'll see some episodes. We've done on local television lately.
Venue Media.
Yeah, Venues TV on YouTube. But we're out there. Just type in The Hub Show. We'll come up. Have some good times.
Yeah.
Whole different show, but still funny as shit. You know?
I think it's at least entertaining.
Captain Decapitate was on with us. Big Chuck was on with us. Hope was back with us singing. Big Jers was singing.
Nice.
We had some good times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? A couple more shows in store. Still trying to figure out where we're going to go with it.
Yeah.
After these next four.
How are we going to top the last episode? I mean, I feel like we've just been amping it up each time.
It's gonna get
and like, this how is, are we? Like, we can't
new,
just be calm.
This is a new batch of four. We're going to amp it up some more.
Season two.
Yeah. Yes.
So start over from the beginning again.
Yeah.
So
new storyline. New
Charming
plot
has
line.
A whole new look. Chris
right.
Optus.
Yeah.
That's right. Charming plays the grunged out intern on
that's
this
right.
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
What
pretty impressed.
What do you mean, plays? Isn't it real?
That was reality.
That's true.
Yeah, that's what they
said. It's in the line here, right?
Yeah.
Gray areas. Yeah.
Yeah.
There
so
you go.
Crazy. It's a good time.
So this tournament over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. What's
so,
going on here?
What
round are we in?
So what happens? So what happens is,
go ahead.
A session will run for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Right. About 3 months.
Right.
And as the session goes on,
yeah.
The people who win the most and the highest, it gets recorded, mm-hmm. and everybody gets an average.
Right.
And then within their own bar.
Right.
So then there's an MVP at
we're
the end of
a, right
at the end
now.
Of each session, out of each bar.
What's
so
a bar?
These people.
What's a bar?
So these people are from Lancaster, York,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, all over the
we
place.
We are
all
in
over
Pennsylvania right now.
Yeah, this is from all over Pennsylvania.
Technically, we are in the north.
Yeah.
We are.
We've been through this before, but just so
we know.
Yeah, we're over the line.
Yeah, they're all Yanks.
Nobody here has an accent.
So this is the best of the best tournament here. And
grits and gravy in here, boy.
And the winner of each bracket gets a belt. There's seven belts to give out.
And you know what's really cool is that there are, like, all walks of life in here. You know, like, there's
white
men,
trash.
Women.
I have heard legend. I have
no,
heard.
But I mean, there's men and there's women and there's, like, you know, there's older
children.
People. Uh-huh. There's, you know, like, there's all kinds of people here.
That's
and I think
why.
That's
why. That's why it all happens here, because this is a family-friendly joint.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, I saw.
May
side.
I ask you a question, Chris, for the listeners? This is a tournament here for the Pennsylvania chapter of the of this chapter mm-hmm. of the APA. Whoever wins these belts, do they go on to play other people? Is that how this whole
nope.
thing works?
This that's
is
the
it.
End of it.
This is just for this.
And then we'll start another session.
Okay.
Mm. Yep.
But, back up. You were part of a tournament just last week where
yes.
you and the Nine Balls D team are going to Vegas in August.
Yes.
What tournament was that? That's for
that was,
all the marbles,
that's
basically,
the same,
right?
It's the same exact league.
So this tournament ends here. In
except this one is for the MVPs
MVP,
only.
Most valuable player.
Yeah.
I got you.
We won as a team.
Right.
To go to Vegas. So, or actually, we didn't win. We got drawn out of a hat.
Oh, congratulations.
So say that again. You didn't win.
We didn't win. No. We went down there and we lost. But they have like a little raffle thing where like one person gets to, they'll just give one away for free.
So what are you going to
do? So they drew all the put all the losers in a hat and drew our name out of the hat.
Are you going to Vegas to compete?
The same thing, yeah. As though we won.
It's got the wild card.
So you could go to Vegas and actually win in Vegas. Isn't that kind of fucked up? Did you win back here?
We lost here. We're going to win on a wild card.
That's really weird, dude.
That's kind of cool with that. It's redemption.
Like it. Yeah, it's redemption. Exactly.
That's right.
We shouldn't have lost anyways.
Is that
how
you look at it, Chris? Redemption?
We shouldn't have lost anyways.
How close was the loss?
Oh, my God.
We were in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, we were. It's a double elimination, and we were stomping them both times, like 6-0. And then they come back in the last two matches and win. And it happened two weekends in a row.
Really? So do you have to play them in Vegas?
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
You were at the mercy of their redemption.
Oh, yes. Yes. But
what a tangled web.
Yes. But
crazy.
But we got drawed out of a hat.
That's right.
So we got the luck of the draw.
Who's the real winners?
I don't know.
Are you going to get all gnarly in Vegas?
Yeah.
I want you to get like super intense, like Bill Murray and Kingpin.
I'm going
style.
To.
With his hair all flopping out. It's amazing.
Well, ever since I found out these belts exist, I didn't even know they existed until this session.
I just want to know, like, what happened that other sports just started, like, making belts?
I don't know.
You know?
I like the idea of a belt better than a trophy.
I do. You can wear it. A trophy you just put on a shelf and it collects dust and cobwebs.
That's correct.
Yeah, I want this belt more than
guys,
I want Vegas.
So sometimes people, like, they buy those belts.
Yes, the pawn shop queen is here.
Like expensive, like spinner belts and stuff, and
John Cena bullshit.
Yeah, they pawn them sometimes.
How much do you
pay for them?
Yes, we have some.
What's the most?
In the back.
Ridiculous. What's the most money you've seen forked out for one of these belts?
We don't give much for those.
No,
I know what they pay.
But you look
for them,
up on eBay, you find out what they're worth.
Yeah,
what do you find out?
They go for like $80 on eBay.
But what are they coming in the store expecting to get for? They're holding a
everybody expects
crown jewel.
To get
what is it? Plastic.
What they paid for stuff. They're like, that's a $10,000 ring, and I'm like, well, you got
ripped
off by K Jewelers because this is only $200 worth of gold.
Dude, you really think about it. Charming is in a very dangerous job, man.
She is.
Because people go in there with money on the brain, thinking they're going to get like
it is
$500
crazy.
For something, right. And she has to tell them, "Nah, you get $20."
Right?
You what? Know? Charming's got the eyes for
it's
it.
Pretty hostile. Wide eyed,
look right back at them. No,
they're pretty hostile and it's stressful.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah. What if somebody came in and just like laid a gun on the counter and was like, "How much can I get for this gun?" And you say,
"I can't."
People $20, and then they go, "How much now?" And just point it at you. Boom.
I mean, people bring in guns all the time, and that's, like, our worst fear. You know what I mean? Like, we only take black powder at my store. Our store in Frederick.
Yeah, we talked about that. Black powder?
Yeah. But,
So they'd have they'd have to, like, have a musket and pump it down and everything.
Because, you know, desperate people do dumb shit. And, like, you know, the Dollar General in the same shopping center just got robbed, a couple months ago.
Are you desperate?
The 7-Eleven up the street got robbed.
Just trying to be a part of the conversation.
But I think that, like, people are pretty well aware that you'd have to be pretty fucking stupid to rob a pawn shop.
Mm-hmm. Black powder's what they called me in jail.
Black powder?
Was that your jail bait name?
Yeah. Nice. They're like, "Yo, black powder." Yeah. I was like, "Fuck. It's my turn."
Damn, Richie. Every show, Chris, we learn more and more about these people we bring on this hub show, don't we?
Yeah. Crazy.
Black powder.
Yeah. Yo, black powder.
So I think in the world of merchandise for the Hub Show, you know, we got T-shirts and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're trying to think of other things that we can do that are unique. And me and Chris were talking earlier about, you know, like the puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Get that little 2x3 of Charming.
We're making puzzles?
And Charming would be like this 500-piece puzzle.
Sounds awesome because, you know
what? I knew she would like it.
Actually love puzzles.
But with your face on
it. I regularly
like, figure this out.
Will do puzzles.
Richie got the joke.
I love it.
Give you anxiety?
Richie got the
That's
joke.
That's how my brain works.
Charming's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Charming condoms. Why not?
I want No, that's weird.
That's a little weird.
Especially since Charming on it.
Yeah. That's taking it too far.
One of these
on. That's going to cause a lot of problems.
Right next to Skeletor.
I'm gonna
they
get
come
jumped.
With holes in them.
It's either or, pal.
That's
they're already pre-poked.
Yeah. Oh, I do not promote trapping at all.
They look like holes, but it's actually just clear.
That's right.
It just looks like it's ripped off.
Artificial holes.
Yeah.
What?
What's an artificial hole?
I don't know.
An ear.
They have them at the locked door.
Listen.
Yes.
What, artificial holes?
Yeah. You know, they got the pocket pussies and, like, the weird, you know.
So it always sounds like pizza when it comes
for those
to
listening,
if I can stick my finger in, it's a real hole.
For those listening,
Charmin
works at the... Charmin works at the pawn shop, and next door is an adult shop called the locked door. So, Charmin, when you go on your lunch break... This is how you spend it?
Yeah, well, my neighbor, one of my good friends, works there, so we, you know, take our breaks together.
I support that business.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Of course you do. I'm just saying, man.
Which and they're pretty busy, aren't they? She wants us to do our show from there one time. I want to do it. Like, I think you guys are scared, and I'm just going to call you out on the end right now.
What?
What that you guys are you afraid of?
We could do DVD reviews.
Adult.
No, we've been asked to do the Hub Show in several places. We haven't given an answer yet.
That
Pirates movie.
Thing.
What are the other places?
They probably have a really hilarious spoof of Seinfeld.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious looking. Like, I've never
looked like Elaine because that's cute.
Yeah, it's hilarious though. Like the people, like they got all kinds of wigs and like it's just. I can only imagine what that porno is like. Like that's
can't have Costanza doing it or Kramer. That's just wrong.
No, but they're all on the cover. It's hilarious. It's good stuff. They got some interesting things.
I have the Oz porns.
Do you? Oh my God! Are you serious? Why?
He's just coming to show.
I don't know. I don't know when you're a guy. Sometimes porn just kind of pops in and pops out of your life, and you have no idea where it came from or how it got there.
It is kind of one of those things that just circulates. Like lighters.
Yeah, like somebody
showed up in Chris's bathroom.
Like, you don't know where it came from or when you got it.
Like, maybe somebody came over and was like, dude, you got to watch this. It's hilarious. Yeah. And just, like, gave it to me, and that's just been laying there collecting dust for, like, 5 years.
You start off laughing, and then it turns into a serious problem.
I accidentally put some pornos out for sale on our DVD rack at work.
Accidentally?
They were just very well, like, the covers of them. They were, like, Asian porn, and, like, it was, like, samurai themed, and, like, it just looked like, you know, that chick was badass. Like, I don't know. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Anime shit.
And then, like, the person, somebody bought them, and, like, they brought them up to the counter, and I was like, oh, my God, I know what this is now. Like,
I'd like
and
to buy this.
My coworker's like, my coworker was like, oh, I have that one. And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know. It was bad, though. Like,
yeah.
You know.
I remember being a kid in the video store, and they used to have that curtained off section.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
the
back
room. And you're always trying to, like, peek in between the curtains.
Yeah. I always wondered what it was. I was like, I don't know what that is.
So there used to be this place on Route 11 in Chambersburg that you could go play. It was a sex shop. You could go play pool there. As long as you were 16 and up, and there was like a back arcade room that always played like tranny porn, and like it was really a strange place, but it was kind of cool because it was like, you know, if you didn't have anything to do, like that's where you would go, you know, nice. Like, and you just go play porn or go play porn, guys. Go play
porn
pool.
Yeah, and you didn't.
But
know,
I mean,
but in the, you didn't
I
know there was
like
a, you didn't
shooting
know there was
pool,
a,
shooting porn, same
shooting
thing.
Porn,
yeah.
Pool, it's you, all the same thing.
Table action,
take
baby.
Some Spanish
yeah.
fly and just, you know,
yeah.
get weird.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know there was another door on the backside where they actually made those films.
I'm sure
that they played
there was
because
there was some curtains
was
that I did not cross.
It
was a.
I hear it really.
It was seedy at best, you know, but it was cool. I don't even know what the hell that place is called. Is that even there anymore? I don't think it's there anymore. There's no way.
Where was it at?
It was on Route 11 in Chambersburg.
I don't know.
Mean Streets.
We should go look for it.
We should go look for it. I mean, I would go play pool
we'll
there
broadcast
now.
Broadcast there.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. Be I'd be okay with that.
Speaking of balls being hit, I believe Jay is going live
mean,
here.
I feel like we're all, you know, well, like this is all here. Very,
I'm just
like, this is full
not
circle.
Yet.
You know, mm-hmm. full circle, porn, mm-hmm. porn shops, playing pool at porn shops.
Porn
it's all
shops.
Relative, you know? Mm-hmm. It's, or, I mean,
well, the economy's changing, you know? You
got
to
right.
get creative.
You have to have, everybody's got to have a gimmick, mm-hmm. you know?
Absolutely. We all have our own gimmicks.
Yeah. What's your gimmick, Richie? I mean, I'm sorry, Black Powder. What's
being the coolest person.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's a,
that's
a big
vibe.
Shoot
and I
to
do,
fill.
I do have a belt for that.
That wow!
That's
I'd like to see
big
that.
You have
fill.
A belt for what?
Being
he's
the
coolest person
in
the
world.
Really?
Yes.
Is it a big belt?
It's
a buckle. What is
it's just a buckle, and it just says the coolest person in the world.
Nice.
I bought it at Dollar General.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not even metal. It's plastic.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Is it a spinner belt? Though?
This bit's not going anywhere. So it's all right.
At least
it's not. It's okay.
I know when to call it quits.
Yeah. It was nice attempt. You tried.
You know what? Mm. That's all life is. It's trying.
All right. Exactly. Right.
Trying.
Otherwise, you could
failing,
just explode at some point.
Failing. Over. I am jealous of that guy's overalls. I want a pair so bad.
I wanted a pair too.
I bet 10 to 1 he's from Lancaster.
Most likely.
Nah, man. He's probably from Lancaster.
No. Get them all mistaken.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
Next time we pass this point.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Where did you buy those overalls?
I got them
at Tractor Supply.
So when I was growing up, like, overalls were, like, the shit. And, like, so you'd wear, like, your overalls with your sports bra and boxers underneath.
With one strap undone.
That was the chick style, like, back in the day.
Will Smith started that shit.
And I loved it. And
Fresh Prince
was, like,
started
the best
that whole thing.
Outfit ever. And I would totally rock that now if I could find a good pair of overalls.
If somebody
could tell me where to find a good pair of overalls.
It's Wikipedia. You can look it up and find where to find a good pair of overalls.
I like the look of the girl wearing the overalls with nothing on underneath.
Me too. Some side boobs going on.
Some side boobs.
Remember, you used to go to the carnival and see the win the posters. Yeah. Had to throw a dart at the poster.
Oh, I remember that. Okay. You know what? Like, I bet you that, like, with recent happenings, like, that carnivals aren't the same anymore. Because, you know, I bet you can't win knives.
No, we talked about
and
that.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I haven't been to a carnival
can't
in a
throw,
while, man.
Throw stink bombs off the Ferris wheel.
Times have changed, huh, Chris?
Yeah.
Is that what you used to do?
Yeah, that used to be the jam. You used to go buy, like, those little stink bomb things that smell like farts when you break them. And then
we
just go up on the Ferris
that.
Wheel and throw them out in the crowd.
So we just did that in school.
Yeah.
Kids used to do it on the school bus. Nice.
Now they actually have smelling salts just to wake the people up because they're ODing on the
bus.
What
about bath salts? Narcan? We keep Narcan in the back at work, just in case.
Really?
Yeah, we do.
And do you know how to use it?
I've seen it used.
In the store? You've seen it used?
Not in the store.
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
It's an inhalant. It's like they put a thing in your nostril to, like, make it stay open and then they
blow it in? Mm-hmm. Like a little aerosol spray.
I think so.
Like a Vicks VapoRub.
I'd like to try that.
What?
Narcan?
Yeah.
Let me get some of that Narcan.
I like shoving things up my nose.
Right.
Fingers, quarters.
Yeah.
Marbles.
Quarters.
Yeah. Don't put marbles in your nose. You guys
like
ever
it.
Seen
Home Movies?
That episode with the marbles? Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's a great show.
That guy is a great writer.
What's his name? He did Metalocalypse, too.
Yeah.
I always like to move
in the movies where they take the needle and they just jam it in the guy's heart, the adrenaline needle.
They're like Pulp Fiction.
Freaks me out. How many sharp objects near my body?
So do you have any idea? See, it set us up in here way far away from the judges' tables on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
So we have any idea what's going on?
We have no idea what's going on. The belts are all the way over there, too,
guys. Right?
Like, they're so
far. They need to be here on this table.
No, well, I took a picture of one. I can pull it up on my phone, and we could set it right here.
It's not the same.
Tell them to bring the belts over here. And right, and same.
Somebody take their belt off and put it on the table.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, he's going to put his coolest,
doing it.
Coolest person in the world
coolest
belt.
Coolest person in the world belt.
The Hub Show brings her own belt. It's from, fucking Walmart.
Wait.
Oh, great. Now your pants are going to fall, Richard.
Now somebody's going to tie one off.
Jesus.
What is that smell?
It's quite stinky.
What is it?
Old belt.
Old belt?
What is
it's my pappy
old
belt.
Belt seasoning?
You have the old belt smell.
Old belt fries.
This belt's cool because you can
for those are the crabs.
Right.
There's flies in here, dude.
My dad's belt used to smell like my ass.
He would shove it up your ass. You could see how far you could throw it up there.
Yeah. Well, I told you to stop playing in your mashed potatoes. Now bend over. I'm going to feed this thing up there.
At the table?
1 inch at a time.
At the table?
It's not okay.
Good Lord.
Nah.
That was Thanksgiving, huh? Good times?
I only got the belt one time, and that's all it took. Then all he had to do after that was
five-ish?
He had to go for it, and then I was like, shut up.
How old were you? 5, 6?
Probably. I don't know. I don't even remember.
Do you remember what you did to deserve it?
No.
There's been a number of things.
I don't know.
Sting bombs off the Ferris wheel, anything, name it.
Yeah. I'm sure I did a whole lot worse than I didn't get caught for. So.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That's the trick, you know.
So sitting here,
like, everybody's a criminal.
We're sitting here in breakaways. We're actually in this pool hall, this APA, whatever you call it, regulated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Regulated.
Like, we're looking at like,
mount up.
There's like 8 pool tables in this one room.
One, two.
There's another room with like 4 pool tables, and there's another one over there with the oversized pool tables. What's the difference again?
The 9-footers.
9-footers, yeah. What's that like?
The pros play on 9-footers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The pros. So whoever you're seeing watching on ESPN play, those are the size tables.
Yes.
What size are these?
These are 8-foot.
8-footers.
Yes.
Wow. How do you know?
And there's also 7.5.
So our,
did you measure them?
7.5 is what you usually see in your... in your typical backwoods bar.
Well, going back 2 shows ago, we interviewed DC Swike, 13-year-old. He's out in St. Louis right now doing a tournament for the Nationals. He's playing on 8-foot.
He's playing on 8-foot.
8-foot. Yeah. I mean, at what point do you start playing on 9-footers?
Do you graduate? Is there like
you, Chris, as a pool player, to go from playing from an 8-foot table to 9-foot, 1-foot difference, it does make all the difference in your game, does it?
Huge difference.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, when you get the just having that one extra foot makes you stretch extra far, so you feel really uncomfortable stretching over the table. The table's also wider, so you're looking at a lot more distance to like aim up your shot. You need to be really accurate.
Is it a foot wider?
You need to be a whole
lot
more accurate on a 9-foot table.
Yeah, is it wider, longer?
Like,
it's wider and longer.
So by a foot on each side, or what? Like, is it equally larger?
I think it might be 6 inches wider and a foot longer, or something like that.
That's a tall boy she's drinking, isn't it, man?
Yeah,
that's right.
PBR.
I know, of all things, I'm surprised.
What's the matter with the ribbon on the PBR can?
What'd you do that can?
Why does it not look right?
That's how they're making them, man.
I don't know why they're doing that. It's kind of
like
garbage design, I don't understand. But that's not retro PBR. There's a bar in Philadelphia called Bob and Barbara's that's full of old PBR stuff. That's the thing.
Is that your beer? You're a PBR person, Charmin?
Yeah, it's all right. I don't really like beer.
I like going to...
But when you
general,
do, that's what you reach for?
When you go to those beer festivals...
I like IPAs.
The PBR tent's the one to be at. Because no one else is there.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Everyone is like out tasting all these fancy IPAs.
Yeah.
And I'm standing at the PBR tent just pounding
Chris,
them.
I'm
it's
like,
just that, like,
that's
exactly
right.
If you go to any bar, you're pretty much guaranteed to that they have PBR, a PBR pounder for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a old reliable type thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a staple. It can't go away.
No,
it's PBR
never going
can
away.
Never go.
No, I'm not saying it will.
And then, like, most bars usually have like.
Is it delicious, Richie?
Like,
I enjoy it.
PBR,
like a special
where you
get a PBR pounder and a shot of either like Jack or Jaeger.
When I drink beer, I drink Heineken. I'm not big on the whole IPA thing. I've been to lots of different
really
restaurants
like
and
Heineken,
stuff where they
I feel like it
they bring
like
out
earwax,
they bring out like 7 different IPAs and all that. I'm getting all that shit, man.
I used to.
Do you,
be
Chris?
That.
You getting all that? You a beer guy? I mean, like, you
I
like
can.
You? Like,
I can if I'm in the mood.
If you go to BJ's, that restaurant, they have a sampler thing.
Yeah.
They put out like 7 different beers for you to try.
You do a flight of beer.
Flight, there you go. Flight, sorry.
A paddle.
Like, Charming knows her shit.
All right.
She's pretty smart.
Yeah, I know.
I did go to this one bar in Jacksonville, Florida,
terrifying.
One time.
It is.
And they had, it was just a straight up whiskey bar.
Roger.
Straight up whiskey bar. And they actually taught you how to drink whiskey properly.
Mm-hmm. How to drink it?
And then, pinkies out.
Right. And you got like, you have to like put a little bit in, just paint your tongue with it, and then do another little test and everything. And I really got into whiskey for like a while. I got into scotch and all that stuff, and I was actually drinking it like that for like
a
year.
And you're no longer into it? Or you just whatever?
I don't know. It gets old
just
being
phase,
trying to
right?
be fancy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
You get tired,
whiskey.
Get tired of being
fancy. I like mixed drinks, man.
I've been to a whiskey bar before, and there are some interesting whiskeys out there, though.
Yeah,
there's
the whole
some
history
crazy
behind it all, right? The whole
stuff going on there, yeah.
Yeah.
But Jairus was just telling me recently that they just figured out a way to speed up like the process of aging a whiskey.
Really?
Like they can flash age it essentially.
Hey, why not?
Right, yeah. So like they can make a 20-year-old scotch or whiskey
Area
in like
51
in
shit.
Like a month. Area like 51. How crazy is that?
It's the Area 51 whiskey, I tell you. Don't go there.
Right.
They'll chase you out.
Time traveling whiskey.
Yeah, I've been watching this documentary,
Whiskey in Black.
This Bob Lazar documentary on Netflix. Have you seen this?
No, I have, but I saw you post something about that. What's going on?
Well, you can tell the guy's telling the truth. You can just look at him, and it's been 30 years of him telling the truth and the government covering
regarding
it up.
What?
He used to work at Area 51.
I got you. Mm-hmm. I think I have heard
and
this.
He was working on the saucers, the flying saucers. He knows how they're built and everything, and he said there's these, like, you know how when you take two magnets, a north and south pole, and you can't push them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says that there's this orb that they have on the ship, and you cannot touch it. You can't put your hand on it.
Really?
It forces your hand away.
Wow.
So his job was to reverse engineer this thing, or try to anyways, to figure out how it works.
Right.
Right? And then he found, he knows that how the ships, like, travel and how they distort gravity and all this other stuff. And he comes out and says it, and then the FBI raids his house in the middle of filming the documentary.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's
they're on camera doing
that
while he's filming it? That's kind of cool.
Wait, what is this called? I got to watch this.
There's an element.
It's crazy.
Where do you see it at?
There's this other element on Netflix.
Okay.
What is it called?
It's called
look up Bob Lazar. Come on.
Yeah, I think it's
L-A-Z-A-R, right?
Bob Lazar.
No, Lazar.
L-A-Z-A-R.
He claims they have this element that doesn't exist in our solar system called, they call it like element 151 or something like that, or 115.
It almost had to be like some kind of weird natural element.
And
that.
They did a test, and he has film of a test that they did where it actually bent light. Inside of a chamber.
So you could travel through a black hole.
Yeah.
If you had an element that could bend light. That's insane.
Right?
That's a cool idea.
That's really awesome.
Richie, get on it.
No, but I believe there's got to be
stuff
out there like
that.
You know, like,
and he has all this
evidence. Light, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He has all this evidence and footage, and he's going through lie detector tests and everything, and it all feels so true. But the government just keeps covering him up. Like, they don't even have any records of him going to college or anything anymore. Like, they took out all his schooling.
This is what I want to know. Is that, like, why are they always working so hard to make things a secret? I mean, I get it. Like, knowledge is power. And, like, the people who are ignorant, you know, like, are easy to control. But it's like, you know, like, we already know that they're crooked people.
Let me ask you a question, though.
Like,
why
do they keep hiding stuff and working so hard to do it?
Does Bob Lazar answer anything that Charmin's asking? Well, what is the big deal? Okay, let's say aliens landed and we caught them.
They
don't want us to know
is
what.
Is it just
that their fingers glow and they can make flowers come to life?
Like, is it because we want to be the superpower over another country? Or is it, you know, like...
I believe the
space race is
going
on.
Better us than them. That's how I look at
it.
That's
true.
Well, he said, imagine like just unlocking the power of that one orb that you can't touch. You could put a force field around a tank.
So basically,
you could
what you're saying
fields is around any. That's a natural force field.
The whole
you couldn't shoot a bullet at it.
Chris,
the bullet would just veer
so
off.
Perhaps the whole gist is that orb figuring that thing out and being the only ones that have it.
Yeah,
I mean, I can understand why. I mean, I understand what you're saying too, Charmin, but, you know.
No, it's
it
like...
It falls in the wrong hands.
Like,
who knows, right?
Like, why do people care so much, you know?
I know,
like,
right?
Because of that.
And then his whole thing is like
know stuff.
If people knew it and you got that into the right people's hands,
right,
it could change the whole world. Like, we wouldn't have no need for cars anymore. Or
oh,
anything.
I know. I'm
like,
with you on that. I'm with you on the whole energy thing.
Yeah,
energy. I mean, as far as fast as technology's come, what we can do right now, sitting here doing a podcast in the middle of a fucking pool hall, right? With this machine here, the Roadcaster, proud of it. I mean, but the fact that your car can't get so many more miles to the gallon is retarded, right?
Yeah, we can't get from New York to L.A. any faster than 6 hours.
There's all that controversy of people who used to work in the auto industry who says, they've made cars and engines that can actually do it.
Yeah.
They can go 100 miles on
but
to the gallon.
We're too reliant on these economic systems.
It's the energy system.
That's what it is.
The minute you mention
it's
you're
like
going to go off the grid, they come down on you.
Yeah.
You're never going to be off the grid completely. They don't want you off the grid because
it's
energy and
it's
money.
It's illegal to be completely off the grid.
It is, man.
It's crazy.
They won't let you.
It is crazy.
No hamster wheels, no nothing, dude.
Yep.
They'll come down on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So we're
going to have the tinfoil hats on, but hey, that's what a podcast is.
At a pool hall talking about flying saucers.
That's right.
No, it's pretty cool.
And
I like it.
Pawn shops
like
and pornos.
Talking about aliens.
Yeah. She's drinking the white trash beer over here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, did you just call me white trash?
I did. She's gonna beat me with a microphone.
Horrible.
Trying to trigger Charmin.
It's all right.
Should never let you people
in
my life.
I've done some pretty not okay things in my life, so it's okay.
As she swigs her beer.
As
I'm proud of it.
I'm not. I just try to forget it. I just block it out.
I got my own horror, motherfucker.
I just try to
push it down into the back of your brain and just don't think about it.
And then it'll just be brought up to you later on. Somebody's going to throw it in your face in a public place.
I said this about two or three shows ago, Chris.
What?
No, we had this conversation.
You're making fun of you, Charming. It's just all good.
Bottle up all my hate and just bury it deep inside of me.
Just bury it. Just fucking bury it. What else are you going to do?
Graves on graves.
She's gonna, it's going to happen, though.
She's going
to
come
as
out
as the
swinging.
Year goes on and from show to show. We're gonna, it's the Charming puzzle. It's going to get put together piece by piece. It's like a 5,000-piece puzzle.
There's a lot of shit there.
There's 34 years
I've
to put together here, boy.
An amazing
I'm
amount
sure
of
you
things
have.
For my... I'm not that old, but I've seen a lot of
I
shit.
I got
it's
you,
weird.
Charming. We all have in our own way. But hey,
what you get when you
we all have our own stories
that's
there,
true.
Man.
Oh, yeah. No,
for
we
sure.
do. It's crazy.
What I'm saying, you know.
That's why...
The real charm is going to come out.
That's why we're friends. What do you mean, like, by this? Like, I mean, you can't...
We'll see.
What?
Why are you vilifying me?
Am I what?
Vanilla?
Not vilifying.
You're vilifying.
Vanillifying.
Vanillifying.
Vanillifying wafers.
Chocolifying.
There you go. Yeah. It's all good. It'll be fun.
Are you calling me bland?
Are you calling me vanilla?
Just imagine, Chris, where the show is going to be by the holidays, boy.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to make one of those things Mom used to make with a pudding with the vanilla wafers on top.
Oh, yeah.
Pudding.
Hell yeah.
What are those things called?
I don't know.
It's called pudding.
It's called pudding.
Don't call it mom. Hey, do not pudding. Call it Mom's pudding. That's just
it's 3 D's.
It's vanilla wafer pudding. That's what it is.
Nail away for pudding.
Nail away for pudding.
I don't even know how you eat that stuff. I never
but you did.
That's kind of gross.
Like with a spoon.
You can't cut through it.
What? I'm going to Google that. What is that
Go
called?
Go for it. Nail like wafers
some,
and pudding.
No, there's some like weird freaking retro recipes out there. Like they used mayonnaise in everything unnecessary.
And
yeah,
Jell-O.
Like
Jell-O was the shit back
mayonnaise.
In the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, they were jellifying
Jell-O
everything.
Salad.
Like ham.
Lime
ham
Jell-O.
And Jell-O and yes, Watergate.
Right.
Watergate salad.
Yeah.
And, you know, weird
good stuff,
shit.
Man. I love that retro shit.
Up Watergate.
I love all that stuff.
No, I have some recipe books that were my great aunts from
good
that
times,
time.
Man.
And I've looked through
it's,
them and I'm
awesome,
like, I'm not
though.
Making any of this. This is disgusting.
Really?
Hot dogs, like, in everything, like hot dogs and Jell-O. Like, ew. Like, what kind of a party are
good,
you
so
having here? You know?
Well, it was just that ad gone wrong. Remember, the slogan was, there's always room for Jell-O.
There's not.
And they just took it way too far. I was disappointed
when I
found out.
You know who took it way
out?
Too far? Bill Cosby.
I was
took it way too
There's always room for Jell-O.
He
right.
took it way too far.
Yeah.
I loved him.
I used to, I was really disappointed when I was found out that Foster's didn't mean beer in Australian.
You
thought it was
thought
Australian
that?
For beer.
You thought that they
off,
were
huh?
speaking another language.
I thought maybe like when you go to Australia, you get off the plane and say, can I get a Foster's? And they would say, what kind of Foster's?
All right, guys, it's just called banana wafer pudding.
That's it. Banana wafer pudding, nothing else?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't call it something
that's
different
true,
like
in... That's true, because like, you put the bananas in there. I forgot about that. Banana wafer pudding. That's it.
Good,
there's
though.
Nothing fancy about it. I thought there was going to be like a cool retro name to it, you know?
I know, right? Something. Banana meringue or some shit.
Banana meringue.
So, here in a couple months, I'm going to bring one of these belts back to the Hub Show.
Banana
meringue. One
ring.
Of these MVP pool playing belts.
I want to make you guys a belt.
Out of yarn.
Just
gonna make a belt.
Out of yarn.
Even, I know.
Out of popsicles.
Out of popsicles and pudding. Yarn.
And pudding.
And pudding.
Vanilla
and
wafers.
Wafers all dried up and crusted all around it.
I'm gonna like get some gold spray paint and just like go to town and just.
So you see these championship belts, you get all artsy farts, and you want to start doing arts and crafts and making your own belt.
I want
to
make you guys a belt.
Us guys.
Out of
I
want to
make you guys a belt.
I don't know.
No.
I'm trying to finagle our way into Outbreak Wrestling. So we can have a Hub Show belt.
I think
someone has to
need,
fight over
like
man.
A Hub Show belt with like a you know
with the logo
hub,
on it.
Did you see that Chris
no
Slade is the champion?
I saw that.
I want it to be
not
a
Outbreak
belt.
Though.
No,
it's a different
lightweight
number.
Champion.
He won in a cage too, man.
Did
see
he?
That? Yeah, he's nice. on he's been on the Facebook. It's Chris Slade came to your rescue there, Chris.
He came to
he
our
did.
Rescue.
He came to our rescue in Tamburg.
He's our he's our backup. He's our muscle.
I don't know if he's going to be there this time though. I'm trying to find out. Hey. Anyway,
yeah, we're
all right.
Need Slade.
We might have had to sit across the other side of the arena this time, Chris. We're over here. Keep moving, so you can't find us.
We'll set up over by the cake pop.
At the wrestling match?
Yeah, there has some vendors set up there selling stuff.
Sock and boppers?
Yeah, it's cake pops.
What? Sock and boppers?
What is a sock and bopper?
Those were those, like, they're inflatable things you can punch each other
with. Oh, we should make those, too, for the Hub Show.
We need some Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah, that was awesome.
T-shirts, charming puzzles.
Charming puzzles sounds so cool. Sock and bopper
with, like, you and Captain Mango. Captain Decapitate's face on it. You know, that'd be awesome, right?
To do some American Gladiator stuff.
We're a year and a half in the Hub Show. What kind of stuff could we actually merchandise off of this show?
Those big Q-tips from American Gladiators. I think we should have sunglasses that, like, you know, those ones that have, like, you know, stuff written across them that you can't see when you're wearing it. You need ones that say
Hub Show. You want those at Hub Show?
That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
Like the American flag ones.
Yeah. America.
America.
Hub Show. Yeah. That's right.
Hub Show.
Hub Show. That's right.
So we're going to get with anybody from the tournament who's going to give us a...
We're just always in our own world.
Yeah, we'll have to get somebody over here.
Mark's right there. He's playing, though.
He's shooting now.
I thought he was running the tournament. He's playing in it?
I suppose so. I don't know. I thought it was for MVPs only.
So when you're playing pool, man, let me ask you a question. How do you cheat? How can you cheat?
You don't.
You can't really
cheat. Pick up the white ball and put wherever you want.
I mean, yeah, right? Besides that, what can you really do? Not much, huh?
Yeah, there's no cheating. You just got to be good.
Cheat.
So this is cheat-proof, this game?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. How would you cheat?
I don't know.
There's nothing
you can do. Could you bring, like, a set of pool balls that aren't really, like, you know, up to speed?
Properly weighted?
Yeah.
You grease your fingers.
Like, you know, the whole Super Bowl, the football inflated bullshit. What could you do on a pool table that could get creative there, Chris? I'll give you some ideas. Look.
What you got? BK Rush. Oh, man.
That's a cup full of cash.
Yes. I know. I want one of them.
I got a cup of cash.
Is it? We're looking at the money. 20? Chris is looking at the pool cue. What's wrong with you, man?
Chris, you have $20.
That's a nice black mat.
This is a $750 pool cue?
Oh, nice. They're raffling it off?
No.
You want to get on the microphone here a bit?
Yeah, you can take my spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're leaving soon.
Get on here and tell us about this tournament.
They have more important things to do. Shower babies and shit.
Shower babies.
We gotta get showers and babies.
Shower children.
Take showers with children.
No, I only have $5 in my name right now.
That is just a break stick.
Wait a second.
You only use that stick to break with.
That's it. Why would you pay $800
for that?
For a stick that you can only do one thing with?
Well, I'm only going to pay $20 for it because I'm going to win the raffle.
I know, but
you probably will win.
To Charming's question, though, Chris, why would you pay $800 for a stick you only use one time during the game? What's so special about that stick?
Well,
the break is everything, though. It sets the tone for the entire game.
But still.
There's different materials. There's technology in the sticks.
I understand.
There's technology in the sticks. It has like
there's a
carbon
weight,
fiber shaft.
There's a normal stick shaft.
The little white part at the end of the stick is called a ferrule, and it's usually made out of hard plastic and it breaks.
It's wild.
If you hit the rack too hard, that little ferrule will crack, and you have to get the ferrule replaced all the time. That stick has a carbon fiber shaft that goes all the way up to the tip, and the
shaft again.
Yeah, we get it, guys.
And the tip is fused in, so there's no way you could crack the stick.
He said tip.
Yeah,
he
said tip.
Just the tip.
And there's also
just for a minute,
can you
just
say
to
shaft
see how
again?
It feels.
there's also no way to warp.
Whoa.
It can't warp.
A warped shaft.
Warped shaft.
So while you're at it, why don't you tell Charming about the balls too? Because I mean, Jesus Christ.
They have a ball polisher
I'm
back
trying
behind
to keep
them.
Everything next cohesive. We were talking about sex shops earlier. I'm just
tie it all in, right?
That's right.
Pudding.
The PBR's kicking
shafts.
In.
Right.
Another wafers. It all goes together.
I'm barely hungover, so I just go on autopilot.
I gotcha.
These are my best selling days.
Me too.
It's true.
Sell myself on the corner.
Sell my soul.
Black powder's got to get the job done.
Sell myself at a pawn shop.
Yeah.
There you go.
It also has a gel grip, which is nice.
A gel
on the shaft?
Grip?
No, on the butt.
Oh.
Now there's a butt, a shaft, a tip.
How is the tip of it? What is the tip again?
The tip. The tip
the
is
anatomy
fused to the
of
shaft.
A pool.
I hope so. Hate to have that fall
Christopher
off.
Christopher Kenfield.
Never hurt.
There's also a joint.
Oh, I smoke those all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could tell.
No shit.
I do it quite a bit.
You're so cool. You're the coolest person in the world, Richie.
I have a belt to prove it.
Out of control. All of it.
Well, pool's happening.
Yeah. Mm.
Look at that pool.
So the people in this room.
Did you look at that?
Did you look at that pool happening?
People in this room right here are either in the tournament or they're supporting somebody who is in the tournament.
Yeah.
Well, people just come here and hang out on Saturdays anyway, right?
No, I don't think so.
I think people that are just...
Yeah, I think they this place in particular is like...
Serious business.
It's the hub of the APA
in this area? In Pennsylvania, which is a big state.
Yeah, like that's what I said. All these people from all over the state.
Time out. Is it broken up into different divisions in Pennsylvania? This is the Pennsylvania...
Well, this is the...
APA.
Like, I guess the
Eastern?
Like a southeastern square.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's another one in Pennsylvania, obviously, elsewhere. I mean, Pittsburgh, they don't come all the way here to play pool.
No.
No. All right.
Yeah, but this is like the...
This isn't really southeast, this is like...
South central.
They're running...
Yeah, no, they were like smack dab
in the
middle of Pennsylvania.
But right. They're running tournaments out of here like almost every weekend.
For Pennsylvania.
For different stuff. Yeah.
So do the different divisions of Pennsylvania come here and we go there? Is it like that?
No, they'll all meet in Vegas.
So,
yeah.
Like you played in Baltimore. Obviously, Maryland's not
in
the biggest
Maryland.
State as Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So when you're in Baltimore, you're playing against teams also coming from Baltimore and from that side of Maryland.
Yeah.
You all came together in one place in Baltimore.
Yeah, I think Maryland is the whole state.
It makes sense.
Maryland's
it's only
not
so
divided.
Big.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Rhode Island having more than one division of APA.
Ridiculous.
But you get to Texas. I mean, that must be a lot of different divisions in the division.
Yeah,
right?
You would think so.
Okay.
And actually, a buddy of mine, he was talking about maybe buying a division because there's territories that aren't purchased yet. You can go on
a division, so you can be like an owner, like any other sports team.
Yeah, so you can go on like he found out that Morgantown. Like West Virginia, that whole area is just empty. It doesn't have an owner. APA doesn't exist there.
It doesn't exist.
So you can pay $10,000 and buy a franchise and start a division.
I gotcha.
And then that division would play with the rest of West Virginia,
right.
And then they would go to
the guy
Vegas.
I spoke to set this thing up. His name is Rob. I met him here at the Breakaways, and then he showed me around and gave me a bit of a. I was wishing we'd be here. We can talk a bit more about how the whole thing works. He runs this.
He's the franchise owner.
Franchise owner of this area.
Okay, what are the benefits of owning a sports?
Like, do you pay dues to be in
it?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah,
Everyone here has paid dues.
How do you make your money back?
You pay $8. $8 a week every time you come in. You have to pay $8 to play.
To play in a tournament, period. To come in here and play pool. Let's say there's no tournament going on, just to shoot shit, play pool. You got to pay.
Hey, yeah, $8. If you're playing on APA, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
This room we're in, Breakaways is a bar. The front of this building is a bar with more pool tables.
Yeah.
But you can go
this
in there.
This isn't even the same building.
So every.
Is it?
But
yeah,
you can
connected.
Go into
is
the okay. front, drink Weird. Some beers, and go
There's
play
like
some
a
pool over
pizza
there.
Place
you're not paying $8 to
connected.
Do that.
No, you just pay quarters in the table over
I gotcha.
There. You know?
Back here, this room
back
is
here.
The APA division, and
yeah.
this is you ain't playing back here unless you're part of the.
Yeah.
Unless you pay. You're
a
member,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, you got to be a member. There's a membership.
Yeah, back room.
There's a membership due of $25 a year.
Yeah.
So every January, every January 1st, you have to
How
pay
much?
$25
That's
just
it?
To be a member of the APA.
$25?
And then you have to pay $8 a week every time you play.
That's a racket.
How often do you play, Chris?
Uh-huh.
How often do you play?
I don't know. I'm one of the better people on my team, so I play
twice
like
a month?
Almost every week.
No.
Last night I played
$24,
twice.
$32, man. A month. That's nothing.
Yeah, last night I played twice. So
did you win both games?
Yes.
Wait, awesome. You played twice in one night. You had to pay $16.
Yeah, because it's technically they're running. What they did was they
it's
split.
Racket.
What they did was
right,
they
yeah.
what they did was they had like they didn't have enough teams to fill up all the tables in here. So what they did was they split it into two divisions. So I'm actually playing in two divisions in the same night on the same place.
They made Chris play on five different teams. Can you fill in?
You're just like the handy or
the go-to.
So we play eight ball. We play eight ball on this half of the room and nine ball on this half of the room.
You're like the APA's gimp. They just come here and put you wherever they want you to, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And normally I was always just like. You know, it's Friday night. It's the end of the work week.
Okay.
So you just come out. You have fun. You get drunk. You shoot some pool with your friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, I'm always kind of good, you know. But when I found out these belts were on the line here, I was like, I'm going to hammer down and get one of these things. So I've gone undefeated in both 8 and 9 ball for the past, like, 2.5 months.
Oh, shit, there's belts involved?
So today,
I better get my
today
shit together.
Today they play for belts.
Yeah.
When those belts up on the line again.
Belts
next week?
Today.
How often do this tournament?
No. This will be at the end
tomorrow.
Of every session. So there'll be another 3 months from now they'll have this
so
tournament.
So in 3 months from now, you could be in it going
I'm
for
going
the belt.
To be in it.
You're
and I'm going to win
the belt. And you're
going to
win the belt.
I'm going to win the belt.
I'd rather we should have come here for that. But
we will be.
I can't do a podcast without you, Chris, especially in a pool hall.
Yeah, because she and I are not going to keep this thing together.
Yeah.
Neither one.
Oh, they're already falling apart over here. Shafts and tips and shit. I mean,
shit. So I say, screw your tournament. I'm going to go to Breakaway 2's and start my own tournament, and they only cost $1.
So Breakaway 2 is over. Breakaway 2's in this area is over. Where's that considered? Where's that at?
That's in Maryland.
It's in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Over by the
I can never tell where I am sometimes.
Over by the
I don't understand.
The old Moggins.
I don't understand the boundary of Funkstown, personally, because you're in Hagerstown, then you're in Funkstown, then you're in Hagerstown.
It's like a suburb.
A suburb. It's like a little blip. You're in
I
and
know.
Out.
It's
but they have a post office.
Thing.
I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's
really weird, right?
I know.
You cross a river,
it's
one lane bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever. It's like a cool bridge. Name too, man. Why are there no DJ company out of Funkstown?
Funkstown.
Well, no one thought
DJ
that.
Funkstown.
Thought that shit.
I don't have the same like it doesn't ring that connotation
Funkstown?
For me. It's
you're thinking
it's,
more of the smell.
Yeah, because it smells
so
bad when
someone
pass
says Funkstown.
So
it's more of
like,
an odor,
you know,
not a sound.
The funk. Yeah.
Okay.
They're by the ship.
And I'm a Parliament fan.
She doesn't
right?
feel the funk. She smells
it's
the funk.
Cosmic spot, baby. Yeah. But whatever. I don't know. Mm. It is what it is. But hey, these two got to go to a baby shower.
That's
about
right.
To skedaddle here.
I could use another beer.
Use a break and a beer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.